Stan Vandenberg. Sure, you're hard, brother.
Well, we realized from the pandemic that we were an event-centered, building-centered church where everyone comes to the building, whether it's for their small groups or for worship or for any other activity. They came to the building to be ministered to. And last year, we couldn't meet in the building anymore. So we started to ask, you know, what kind of church can survive any situation? And at that same time as that was happening, we were praying through that. The George Floyd thing happened, and my communications director said, "Pastor Stan, you need to talk about this." And so that's a sensitive subject. So I just said to the Lord, "I'm gonna sit here until you talk to me." And I just sat there, but the Lord did talk to me. He said, "Read Habakkuk." It's like, okay. So I read Habakkuk, and it's terrifying because Habakkuk says, "Lord, when are you going to do something about all the evil we see?" He says, "Oh, I am going to do something. I'm going to send the Chaldeans, the Babylonians, to bring judgment on you." And Habakkuk's like, "What? They're worse than we are." And he says, "Yes, and I'll punish them, but my righteous ones will live by faith." And we've just been getting other things that I think, but others are thinking with me, that our country is going to enter, it's been through a tough time, it's not over. There's economic hardship coming, there's some other things coming. And so we are going to need each other. Now in Hebrews chapter 10, that passage is written to a church that's it's already suffering, but it's going to suffer more. And I think the church in America is going to suffer more. And so it begins with that the command in the Greek, the "let us hold unswervingly" is one command. Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promises faithful. And let us consider how we may spur one another on towards love and good deeds. That's a participle. Meaning, let's go back to 23. That we can't hold on unswervingly to the hope we profess unless we are meeting together and spurring each other on towards love and good deeds and faith, especially as you see the day or the time of trouble approaching. So a lot of you are already doing this. We're going to need each other, and we may not necessarily have our big church buildings to meet to do that. And so we need to be praying and worshiping and encourage each other in smaller groups. And so you asked me to share that. And here's the exhortation. If you don't have a group of people that you can pray with and you can be honest with and you can speak into each other's lives and encourage each other to hang on with faith and persevere and obeying the Lord, then you need that, especially as you see the day approaching.
What's Eastminster doing?
So Eastminster, we created, people already are in small groups, but we tell small groups that you're not really a real small group unless you're interacting with God's word in authentic community with other people. Mm. And then those who weren't in small groups already, we formed small groups. We called them TIE. Three is enough. Three persons, three families. But that was enough to start a group. You can have more, but three was enough. So those groups check in with each other. We can speak into each other. We can pray for each other. And we're there for each other. Our group is in our neighborhood. So if we need each other physically, we're there for each other that way too.
Amen. Powerful. Thank you.